91.5 WMFO Medford.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kinfolks to give me no talking. I'll be gone like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed, keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. And don't give me that old familiar crying, cussing, moan. Understand your man, meditate on it. Understand your man. And you can give my other suit to the Salvation Army and anything else I leave behind. Ain't taking nothing that'll slow down my traveling while I'm untangling my mind. And I ain't gonna repeat what I said anymore while I'm breathing air that ain't been breathed before. I'll be as gone as a wild goose in winter. Then you'll understand your man. Hear me talking now, honey. Understand your man. Understand your man. Meditate on it. Understand your man.
Excuse me. You're in 1994 here on Time Travel with Chris Earl. It's the Beastie Boys. Here with you till 7 p.m. Call on in, make a request, 855-915-WMFO.
Live or die. every night.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Time Travel with Chris Earle going into its 10th year. It goes by fast, people. 2018 started in 2008, specifically March 11th, 2008. After visiting a number of shows, I started up my own show here at WMFO. And now, 10 years later, older and wiser, maybe? I don't know. Definitely older. But we are here in 1994 right now. We had some cake in there. Coming up next, we're going to go to 1993, I think. Time Travel is here with you until 7 p.m. If you want to make a request, we are in the 90s. It's 855-915-9636, 855-915-WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
Calgary with Uber.
Tunga?
Hello?
Yes, I'm calling about cook.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I cook Japanese food.
Yeah, you're looking for a kitchen?
Tunja, I am there, yes.
No?
Yes.
You're looking for some job?
Yes, I'm looking for job.
Okay.
I make very, very good sushi.
Uh-huh. You're a sushi chef, right? You want to become a sushi chef?
I'm everything.
Everything?
Undadwa! Hello?
No.
Yes.
My manager is not here right now, so...
What time should I call?
Okay, I will call back later.
What time?
I don't know what time, maybe.
By what time? Tell me what time!
After 5 o'clock.
Okay, I call him. What's your name?
Mike.
Unga!
WMFO Medford.
Hi, we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Thank you. go. How can you stop when you don't know how to stop? How can you go back when you don't know why you're here? How can you see when your eyes begin to fade? How will you feel when you've heard it all before? How do you do all the things you wanna do? Can you act when you've never seen the script?
WMFO Medford, 1992. We're going to go back down to 1991. I'm going to leave you in 91 today. I got a few from there, including Ice Cube. Ice Cube.
Say, look at this. I've been cleaning out my nest, and I found an old book of my poetry.
Fresh out of school because I was a high school grad. To get a job cause I was a high school dad. Wish I got paid by rapping to the nation, but that's not likely. So here's my application. Pass it to the man at AT&T. Cause when I was in school I got the AEE. But there's no SC for this youngster. I didn't have no money, so now I gotta punch the clock out of slave. And the half a member Whitey says there's no room for the African. Always knew that I would crack cheese. But welcome to McDonald's, may I take your order please? Of your food that might give you cancer. Cause my son doesn't take no for an answer. Now I pay taxes that they never give me back. What about diapers, bottles, and Similac? Do I have to sell me a whole lot of crack for decent shelter and clothes on my back? Or should I just wait for help from Bush or Jesse Jackson in Operation Push? If you ask me, the whole thing needs a douche. A Massengale, what the hell, crack a cell in the neighborhood to the corner house bitches. Miss Parker, Little Joe, and Todd Bridges, or anybody that he know. So I cop me a bird better known as a kilo. Now everybody know I went from Poe to a nigga that got dope. So now you put the feds against me, cause I couldn't follow the plan of the presidency. I'll never get love again, but blacks are too broke to be Republican. Now remember, I used to be cool till I stopped filling out my W-2. Now senators are getting high, and you're playing against the ghetto black fly. So now you got
got a pep talk. But sorry, this is our only room to walk. Cause we don't want a truck push, but a bird in the hand is worth more than a book. I'm addressing, so learn a quick lesson about your Smith & Wesson. Sit your ass back and comprehend as I let you know about man's best friend. Now remember, he used to be a dog like Lassie, but now in 91 it's a gun if you ask me. Just like a Jimmy hat's used for protection, I use my nine when suckers start to flex. Cause if you run up and try to play mine, I'd rather have an AK than a K9. Cause if you shot your gun and my dog tried to fetch her, me and the dog's going out on a stretcher. And I ain't with that, so I gotta get that big black cat. Aim and I hit that. Forget about a dog, fool. He'll shit in the den nowadays. A cat is man's best friend. Just in case a little punks try to jack. I can't put a motherfucking pet bull under a coat in the small of my back. So I gotta take my Beretta, and I betcha it'll probably work 100% better. Cause it'll keep me out of danger. With 16 in the clip and one in the chamber. So this goes to all your intruders. Beware of the owner, cause the owner is a shooter. I don't just wanna give your ass rabies. I'd rather have your ass pushing up gates. And I can't do that with Benji, Ren 1010, nor Spuds McKenzie. Forget about a dog, fool. He'll shit the den nowadays. A cat is man's best friend.
Just don't let me see you shoot no dogs.
Hey, I've got shots fired here. Send me another unit.
The profile of a typical American gun owner is this: over 30, white, male, middle class.
We're going to leave you in 1991 today. Everybody have a good week. Thanks for listening to Time Travel with Chris Hurl. I'm here with you every Wednesday night from 5 until 7 p.m. Next week's show to be announced. Not sure what I'm going to do next week. Probably just a straight time travel show. I'm going to leave you with Guns N' Roses here. Have a good night, time travelers.